بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رجل يا رسول الله الرجل منا يلقى أخاه أو صديقه أينحني له؟ قال لا. قال أفيلتزمه ويقبله؟ قال لا. قال فيأخذ بيده ويصافحه؟ قال نعم. رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن. أنس رضي الله عنه رويت. A man came and asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when one of us meets his brother or his friend, should he bow to him? Rasulullah replied, no. The man then asked, should he embrace him and kiss him? Rasulullah replied, no. The man then asked, should he take his hand and make musafa, shake his hands? Rasulullah replied, yes. From this hadith we understand that we don't bow down to any person. In some traditions, when they make salam, they lower the head. In other words, like a slight bow down. This is not permissible. We only bow down before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam prohibited us from bowing down to anybody besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we meet, we don't lower our head and bow down to any person. And then the person asks, أَفَيَلْتَزِمُهُ وَيُقَبِّلُهُ? Must I embrace him and kiss him? Rasulullah replied, no. In other ahadith, we understand that embracing the person, there are occasions for it. It's not every day. It doesn't become a habit. Every day when you're meeting, you embrace the person. Yes, musafaha, shaking hands, as we mentioned yesterday, perfectly in order, is permissible. And when two Muslims meet for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, before the hands can depart, the minor sins are forgiven. So there is reward in that also. Although it's not compulsory, salam is sufficient. If a person wishes to make musafaha, he will make musafaha. But embracing the person, hugging the person, there are certain occasions, like when the person passes away, or when you are congratulating a person, or a person comes back from a journey, then those are occasions when you will make, when you'll hug the person, embrace the person, you see him after very long. Those are times and occasions where it is permissible to do so. So here Rasulullah mentioned, when the Sahabi asked, أَفَيَلْتَزِمُهُ وَيُقَبِّلُهُ? Should I embrace him and kiss him? Nabi Sallam said, no. Kissing, you kiss the person who is, Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi mentioned, you can't, it is permissible to kiss a person for religious reasons. In other words, the person you appreciating his knowledge, his chastity, his abstinence or his piety, Rajul Musalihin, as he mentioned in the chapter yesterday in the heading. That too, if the person allows it, if the person is not comfortable with it, then you don't kiss the person regardless who, how pious the person is. So you out of honoring the person, you are kissing him. Of course, you kiss your parents. Many of us don't even do that. You kiss your children. That also is not found. A Sahabi came and asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that you kiss your children. Nabi Sallam said yes. Then the Sahabi said, I've got 10 children, I never kiss them any time. Nabi Sallam said, what should I do then if Allah has snatched away mercy from your heart? So a person kisses the spouse, although it's permissible times for kissing, but every time you meet the person, you don't hug and embrace him and kiss him. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked, should I make musafaha? Then Nabi Akrim sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, yes, no problem, you can shake hands. وعن صفوان بن عسال رضي الله عنه قال قال يهودي لصاحبه اذهب بنا إلى هذا النبي فأتيا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فسألاه عن 9 آيات بينات فذكر الحديث إلى قوله فقبل يده ورجله وقال نشهد أنك نبي رواه الترمذي وغيره بأسانيد صحيحة. صفوان بن عسال رضي الله عنه said, a Jew said to his companion, let us go to this messenger. They came to Rasulullah and they asked him about the 9 clear signs. Rasulullah then related the full incident and said, and he explained to them the entire 9 signs of which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had commanded Musa alayhi salatu wasalam would. After that, فَقَبَّلَا يَدَهُ وَرِجْلَهُ. These two people then kissed the hands and the feet of Rasulullah and then they said, we testify that you are a messenger. These 9 clear commands, Rasulullah explained to them. Number 1, do not associate any partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It was mentioned to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam in the Torah that do not associate any partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not commit shirk. Second one, do not steal. The third one, do not fornicate, do not make zina. Then, do not kill any person unjustly. It is there, it was a command. Do not kill any person unjustly. Then do not take an innocent person to the king to be killed. Do not engage in magic. Do not consume interest. Do not slander a chaste woman. Do not turn your backs from the battlefield when you are defeated. So the Rasulullah SAW mentioned an additional command which applied specifically to the Jews. Do not exceed the bounds regarding the day of Sabbath. On Saturday they would fish. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had prohibited them from fishing on Saturday. So these were the 10 commandments that were given to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And these Yahud came to test Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam to see if he's a genuine Nabi or not. Let's see if he knows these 10 or 9 signs in order to see if he's a genuine prophet or not. And Rasulullah gave the answer. And after that, they kissed his hand and his feet. It was permissible for them to do so. And they said that we bear witness that you are a true Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وعن ابن عمر رضي الله تعالى قصة قال فيها فدنونا من النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقبلنا يده. Ibn Umar narrates an incident in which he said, we went close to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم and we kissed his hands. So kissing the person's hand, of course the Nabi's hands is permissible to kiss. And the pious person, out of his knowledge, you kissing him, honoring him, it is permissible. You kiss your parents' forehead, kiss your parents' hands, you kiss your children. These are all permissible places and people who you can kiss. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah bihamdi. Subhanallah.